Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I am back again at Blue Springs Elementary School as we share a special contribution that was made to a young man named Michael Tyler. You remember Michael as he presented presents to the teachers at the Mustang Academy at Blue Springs Elementary School. And right now I have with me Miss Ashley Taylor. She's the instructional assistant at the Mustang Academy. Welcome back to the Mark Wyatt Show, Ashley.
Thank you.
This is amazing. I know Michael is thrilled. As I look over there, I see a lawnmower, I see a weed eater, and I see a leaf blower. It looks like this young man's in business.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm excited for him. What gave you this idea? I know we were here a few weeks ago.
Yes.
As the Tyler family gave presents to every teacher who's part of the Mustang Academy. Yes. It was an incredible event to be at. But then you turned around and called me and said, we've got something we want to do for Michael.
Yes. So Michael is a fifth grader this year, and he's graduating from us, and he's going to go off to Clements. And we wanted to do something special for him. We thought we wanted to do something special, but in my mind, I thought more than a cake, more than a slideshow, more than just something. I want to do something bigger. So every day, all he talks about is lawnmowers. If somebody's mowing, we don't get any work done because we watch the lawnmower. All he talks about is mowing, and him and his dad have, Michael has his own little business called Tyler's Turf, and Michael mows, and his dad helps him and stuff, but that's his dream when he gets out of school was to be, that's, he's going to get him a trailer, and he's even got his truck picked out. What's going to pull the trailer with all his lawnmower equipment, and his brothers are going to work for him, and they're going to go mow yards. And he is, so I had, you know, kind of hinted to him, you know, what, do you have any equipment, Michael? Do you, well, I use my daddy's, or ours broke down, so, and I knew they had some hand-me-down equipment, so, we reached out to some people, and I talked to some people, and we asked them, this is impacting a kid's future. This is his profession he wants to do, and we want to do something special for him, and especially the Tyler family. They've been amazing to us, and we wanted just to do turn around and return a favor to them, especially for Michael, but reached out and didn't really know if we would get anything.
Right.
And
looks like it worked out.
Yeah, we got a mower, and he got him a mower and a weed eater and a blower, and just different people wanted to contribute to him.
You know, I've had the opportunity, Ashley, to talk to several families throughout the Mark White Show. They had children who had autism. Mm-hmm. Some of these parents that I spoke with actually started businesses for their children, and that gave them an avenue to feel productive, to go out and find something that they had a passion for,
yes,
that they love, and Michael is no different.
Right. Well, and I'll add to that, his mom, is, since he was just a little bitty boy, he said he rode around on the lawnmower with his granddaddy, and she said just ever since that riding just clicked, she said when kids like to work at home for rewards, they would go out with scissors and cut the grass with scissors sitting in the yard for a reward. And she's mentioned before where if he don't have a push mower to push, he'll push strollers and little cars and stuff and pretend it's his mower. I mean, that's,
right,
that's what he loves to do. I was telling them a story before you got here. So we go out to the track to do PE sometimes, and our neighbors, there's a lawnmower in the yard out there. We've had to chase him down to get him off the mower plenty of times where
oh,
he wants
no.
to just go sit on the mower
right.
for a little while at school. So
yeah.
We have to bring him back over, and, you know, so he loves lawnmowers, and we know that's what he'll go on and do is.
What was his response, Ashley, when he came into the room? I know sometimes it can be difficult to gauge, but how did he respond to seeing this equipment, knowing and understanding that it's his?
Oh, he was excited. Well, he, when he walked in and he seen it, he was a little shy, but as others was coming to look, oh, that's mine. Please don't touch it. So he knows it's his, and that's what he told him. Don't touch my stuff. Even some of the other students was, you know, they were excited for him, but he told them, well, look, but don't touch.
Well, so, he's taking ownership.
Yes, he is.
He is the owner of a business, and
yes,
he wants to make sure that Tyler's turf
That's
equipment
right.
stays in good shape.
That's right.
We have three pieces of equipment, as I mentioned at the start of the show.
Uh-huh.
We have a lawnmower, we have a weed eater, and we have a leaf blower. Let's talk about the pieces of equipment and how they got here.
Okay, so let's start with the weed eater. We got that from Dixie Auto Parts. We had a representative for us to talk to somebody, and that I think they reached out to Jamie Cooper, and Jamie Cooper talked to Dixie and got our Dixie donated our weed eater. And then an anonymous donor donated our push mower. He didn't want any credit for it, so they called Dixie, paid for it, and we went to Dixie and picked it up. So, and then our backpack blower is from Tiffany Pack at Dream Key Realty. She hand-delivered that to us, so his story alone, I think, touched people's heart.
Todd Tomerlin is here in the room with us right now. I want to bring him over to talk about connecting with Dixie to help make this happen and some of his connections in the autism community. All right, Todd Tomerlin, your name came up, my friend, and we're talking about this equipment that Michael now has for his lawn business, Tyler's Turf. This is great.
Oh, it's absolutely great, Mark. Thanks for being here and covering it. You know, Michael, I got news from Ms. Taylor, I don't know, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, about Michael and his situation and what he does. And first of all, I want to commend the family. What a blessing they are. You know, Michael's adopted, and they've got several other adopted children. And you know, what a blessing it is for those kids and them to create the family that they've created. It's just, you know, to me it's just wonderful. You know, God gives us the children we have, but I think it's even more special when you take in a child that's not yours and gives them a life. And Michael certainly looks like he's on his way to having a life of cutting that grass, and God bless him, he can have it.
Well, through your own experience and your wife's experience with your own son with autism, you are immersed in the autism community.
Yeah.
And when you see stories like this, and I've tried to cover through the Mark White Show various stories of parents who help their children navigate to find what they love, what their passion is, to find that job that they could go and do.
Yeah.
And we've had businesses that have been started because this young person loved hot dogs, or this person loves lawnmowers.
You covered that story there. Shows at the flea market.
Yes.
I thought that was wonderful. The dad went out and helped his son, have that hot dog stand, truck, whatever.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing here with Michael. He, this is something that he can take on into adulthood and have a business and be as independent as he can possibly be. And it's just, it's a wonderful start for him. And that's what I want people to understand. I know they may look at, he's just 11 years old and it'll be a phase, a passing phase. But a lot of times when you're on the spectrum, it is what it is. I've got another friend of the family whose son does vacuum cleaners. He has since he was about the age of four. Dude can take those things apart and put them back together and fix any problem you have with one. And it's incredible. He loves them, and he loves doing it. And that's something that he'll be able to do, going into adulthood. So I want to thank Tiffany Pack and Dixie. I want to thank Jamie and Gloria Cooper for kind of brokering the deal with Dixie to get the equipment. And I really appreciate all them. And I know moving forward that Michael's going to have a smile on that face like he's got now, man. And like I said, he can have that smile because I don't want to get out there in that 90-degree heat and cut grass.
Todd, I want to give you just a minute, too, to share what you're doing now. You were mentioning that you were talking about transitioning for young people who are going into adulthood, finding jobs, finding where they fit in their community.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you're doing now,
so,
Todd.
I appreciate that, Mark. So Autism Infinity was kind of created out of the fact just by, my son Gage aging out of the school system into adulthood. And in this state, state of Alabama, if your IQ is over 70 or above, you don't qualify for services. So there's a huge, huge drop-off for our young people. And so, what becomes of them at, 45, 50 years old, when mom or dad are too old to care for, or they're no longer with us, they've passed on. And, homelessness, jail, not a burden per se on other family members, but somebody has to help them and take them in, or God knows what's going to happen to them. So my vision is to have a community where people with higher functioning, for lack of a better word — a lot of people don't like that term, but it is what it is — but if your IQ is over 70, to have a place to be able to live, still live independently, is whatever that might be. A lot of our young people can't drive and won't be able to ever drive, my son included, probably. A place where they can live and have services available on site. Probably not 24/7, obviously, but whether they're struggling with life skills, social skills, banking, and things of that nature, people that can be there on site periodically to help them navigate their life. And that's a tall order, but that's kind of what I'd like to see be able to happen.
What do you want to see people do to help you make it happen? Because you can't do it by yourself. No, you need some help.
Well, and Marcus, it's early on. The stages are — I'm still doing a lot of research and seeing what other states are doing. There are other states that do things similarly to what I want to do, but they charge the clients a lot of money. And my goal is to, obviously, for not that to happen, because hey, if you don't qualify for those services, you're not receiving any state money. So the only money you're receiving is whatever you work for.
Right.
Unless your parents are wealthy. And, a lot of times our young people aren't going to be able to sustain a full-time, 40-hour-a-week job, make enough money to be able to pay for something like that. So just keep in mind that, if you see me coming, know that I might be, asking for help, and whether it be, a place to begin all this, a building or land or whatever it might be. But, for any employers that might be listening, know that if you're on the spectrum, it's not a detriment. It can actually, yes, you'll have to, you know, there'll have to be a few accommodations possibly. But, man, the best workers in the world, especially if it's something that they enjoy. Michael obviously, you know, loves the landscaping deal. So it's not a burden to him. He loves it, and he's going to be really good at it. The benefits of it are, you know, you don't have to worry about them being at the water cooler talking about the game last night because they probably weren't watching it, or, you know, because their interests are so much different than a typical person's, and they're not, you know, a lot of times not very social. So, you know, just by that alone, you know, you've got somebody that's going to come in and do their job, and they're going to do it well.
Yes.
So, if you're an employer out there, don't ever be scared of the word autism. It could definitely benefit your company or business. Yeah.
Todd, when it comes to Autism Infinity, please keep me posted so that we can cover it in the future through the Mark White Show. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. We also have with us Maria and Jesse Tyler. They're in the room, and they are the parents of Michael. They were surprised as well as Michael received his lawnmower, his weed eater, and his leaf blower. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Maria and Jesse about this experience and what they think about the Mustang Academy at Blue Springs Elementary School, these amazing instructional teachers here at Mustang Academy. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people. So you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You're listening to a Thursday edition of the Mark White Show from Blue Springs Elementary School in Limestone County, Alabama, as we talk about the Mustang Academy, and more specifically Mr. Michael Tyler, who just received a lawnmower, a weed eater, and a leaf blower, courtesy of some amazing people. Now, I have a couple of amazing people in front of me right now, and it's Maria and Jesse Tyler. You are the parents of Michael, and this is an exciting day for you as you see what these teachers have done and the community's done to help Michael and his business.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. They never, I don't know, they do so much.
Hold it up a little.
I can't say enough good things about these people. They're just, the whole school, this, the unit, the academy, they're just amazing.
Jesse, your thoughts as you think about Michael being able to use this equipment for his lawn business. I know he's excited about it.
He's definitely excited, and we were most definitely surprised. It never ceases to amaze me how far these teachers go.
Somebody even outfitted him with a sweatshirt, right?
They
with
did.
The business name on there?
Yeah, with his business name and his motto and his name on the back.
This is great. And as I was talking to Todd, and we're talking about transitioning young people into what they want to do, and Michael is no exception. He has an interest in lawn care. He has an interest in landscaping, and you are nurturing that because you both know this is what Michael's interested in.
This is going to be his success. This is going to be his future, his business, his way of living. Yep.
That's great. And I think he knows it too.
He does.
When
he's got big plans.
Well, as I look at him, and we talked about, you know, he's already being very careful about his equipment and who's touching it, because he realizes that's his business. And he knows that that is a tool for him to be able to go and have Tyler's turf lawn care.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's his safety net. It's, he knows that when he is doing that, he's just him. He's comfortable.
Leading up to having a lawnmower and a weed eater and a leaf blower, there were some great instructors that led Michael, like any child in class. He has to be focused. He has to be attentive.
Absolutely. And they figure it out. They figure out how to get him to stay focused, to get his work done, entertain him, whatever they need to do. They figure it out.
I love this. And as a matter of fact, we have Miss Taylor and Miss Christie going to join us, and they'll share a little bit about Michael and this special day, as Michael has received a lawnmower, a weed eater, and a blower. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Miss Taylor and Miss Christie. Y'all are both teachers here at the Mustang Academy. This is a great day for Michael and the family, and for you too, to see Michael be able to enjoy this special gift.
It's amazing. He is such a special kid and deserves every bit of this.
We've talked a little bit about the fact that someone like Michael, or another young person like Todd was talking about with his own son, Gage, he has an interest in a particular subject, and to say, okay, we're going to nurture this. We're going to help Michael move forward in this direction. How do you do that as a teacher? I know that the lawn care business would be a little different than the normal curricular activities, if you will, the normal schooling activities, but it's still something that Michael loves, and you know this as a teacher to help him move forward, that you have to encourage some of this.
We just started making his curriculum based around outside and lawn care, and we talked a lot about the farm and adding different things on the farm and signs that he would see and vocabulary that he could use when he was talking to other people, and we fostered a lot of conversational phrases that he can use when he grows his business so that he's able to speak to others, and then also managing others. So, because he's going to have workers one day. So we've tried to foster that love for those things. That's kind of the joy of our position, is we're able to do both the academics and teach him the life skills that he'll need to follow him throughout life to be successful. So that in the academy, we get the joy of doing both and watching him grow both intellectually and as a productive member of society.
And the sadness to see Michael leave. He's heading on to bigger things at Clements High School as he leaves Blue Springs Elementary and the Mustang Academy. I know that that's a sad moment as well, after you instruct a child for so long and then you have to say goodbye.
It is. We're struggling to see him go, but we know that we've taught him, like we've said, both academically and emotionally and street smart wise, that he's ready to fly. And we know that he's got the materials and the tools to do so. And we're proud of where he is.
Yes, we love him, and he's our sweet boy and always gives us our hugs and our smiles and has got the best parents, and we're just so thankful. He's touched our hearts and our lives forever.
I love that. Thank you, Miss Taylor and Miss Christie, and also I'm going to speak to the other Miss Ashley Taylor as we close out this edition of the Mark White Show. And again, let's recognize those who helped to make this possible with the lawnmower, the weed eater, and the leaf blower for Michael.
The push mower was from an anonymous donor. And the weed eater, again, was from Dixie Auto Parts. And the backpack blower was from Tiffany Pack at Dream Key Realty.
I know that you appreciate all the people who have made this possible. And I know that, like Miss Christie and Miss Taylor, you're going to miss Michael as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a happy moment. It's a joyous occasion, but it's also a sad occasion, knowing that this closes a chapter in Michael's life. But you know, with the type of person Michael is and how you've seen him grow, that he can continue to advance wherever he goes.
Yes, Michael will do great things, and he has a very supportive family that is, we know, that's going to take him far, and he has all the, like they said, he has all the tools he needs. He's going to be fine. He's going to do great things.
Miss Ashley Taylor, instructional assistant at Mustang Academy, Blue Springs Elementary School, thank you for inviting me to come out here.
Yes.
To see Michael and have this experience with the Tyler family.
We appreciate you coming. We're glad for other people to be involved and get to see this, because it was a fun day and it was a good experience and it's very special. So we're glad for you to be here.
Folks, I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of the Mark White Show. You know we are here to make a difference and recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I hope that you're encouraged by Michael's story. I hope that you'll reach out to Tyler's Turf Lawn Care. If you're interested, we'll find out some information. I'll share that on the Mark White Show. And we also appreciate Todd Tomerlin, you, Miss Taylor, for joining us, the other Miss Taylor, Miss Christie, also being on the show, and Maria and Jesse Tyler for joining us here on the Mark White Show today. So thank you again, Ashley.
I also want to recognize Mr. Dage, Miss Caitlin, and Miss Kayla. They were also a part of this. They were more behind the scenes and wanted to stay that way. So, but they had a big part in this too. I also want to mention one thing. Michael, for Tyler's Turf, is also doing a 50-yard mowing challenge.
Yes, with Mr. Rodney Smith. We've had him on the show a couple of times.
Yes, he is doing that right now. And he, I think his mom said he maybe has done about 10 to 15 yards. So he's looking for more yards to meet his mowing challenge to do. So he, if anybody is interested in getting him out there, he's definitely looking for some more yards.
Yes, for those who don't know, the 50-yard challenge is part of the Raising Men Lawn Care through Rodney Smith Jr. He's been on the Mark White Show a couple of times to talk about his effort with Raising Men. And Michael has taken the 50-yard challenge, so that's incredible. I appreciate Rodney Smith for having that program to encourage young people as well. So thank you again, Ashley, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Folks, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and on TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my
These are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody.
This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.